Chomsky himself gives a classic example of this. Colorless green ideas sleep furiously. Now that sentence is phonologically perfect, syntactically impeccable, and semantically impossible. It's verbal salad, except as poetry. Poetically, it's perfectly acceptable, even witty or ironic, maybe even sort of beautiful, especially as 20th century poetry. Colorless green ideas sleep furiously. Isn't that pretty? I could even make a prose deep structure for that line, as I did weeks ago for that Shakespeare sonnet, if you recall, which could go something like this. Last night, I slept badly. My usually colorless dreams were invaded by sort of dirty green ideas, which caused me to sleep fitfully and to toss furiously. And there you are. Transformations are very simple. Delete all prosy elements such as narrative sequences and all connectives such as and which. Condense, sleep, and toss. Embed fitfully within furiously. And then the only remaining problem is that the ideas are now sleeping instead of me. But delete the causal factor, as one does always in dreams anyway, and you've got a dream image, a line of poetry born of metaphorical transformations. Colorless green ideas sleep furiously. What makes the whole thing possible is the basic implication of the dream. Once that's implied, everything else works on that non-realistic, hence aesthetic, level. And this is a very valuable linguistic clue to our understanding not only of contemporary poetry, with all its colorless green ideas, but of contemporary music as well, with all its colorless green ideas, Stravinsky's above all, which thrives on that very kind of wit and irony.